Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Well, good evening, my friend. Welcome to Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday. How fun. Everybody's watching football tonight.
Everybody is, I know. And I had completely forgotten all about that. You know, up in Massachusetts where I have brothers, there is no way I would have forgotten. I mean, I've always been there to help, you know, entertain and eat the food. I'm not as much as a sports enthusiast as many other women I know, but it's just me.
Oh, I've had fun playing with it over the last few years with Dan. I've gotten to know, I'm getting pretty good at knowing what city goes with what football, what football name, whatever they call those, you know, like the New England Patriots. I got that.
Right.
So
yeah.
Every once in a while he catches me on one, but, you know, I've gotten used to that part of it, but I don't keep track of the schedules either.
Well, if the Patriots were playing, even my mom is glued to the screen. Trust me on this. It's a family tradition now for years and years.
Well,
which
New
is
England,
really
you
cool.
Know?
Yeah, yeah. That New England spirit, you know, you can't beat it. So I heard you had a pretty exciting weekend.
Oh, it's been a crazy, busy weekend. It's been fun. It started off Friday night with my tarot show group, which was a lot of fun. We did the Magic Seven Spreader, the Star of David, which was just a lot of fun to work with, you know, with all different kinds of decks, you know, between Oracle decks and, you know, regular decks and all kinds of things. It was fun. And then Saturday, I did the Psychic Fair at the same place, and that was just, I got to see some people I haven't seen for a long time, and I got to see a lot of new faces and meet a new lot of new people, so it was a lot of fun. It was long, though, and, you know, then I have my regular work that I did today, so it's been a long weekend.
Well, tell people the place that you're doing these events at so they know where to find you.
Oh, well, I should say that. It's a wonderful place owned by Beth Frank. She's an awesome lady called the Spark of Divine, and she's really open to many different modalities. She's just such a sweet, awesome lady. I just love working with her. And she brings in so many different venues there, and she's open to so many different possibilities there. You know, there's so many different events she has. She's always doing one thing or another, that's for sure. She's hard to keep down. Little Virgo energy that she is.
And where is she located?
It's at 1789 Old Dixie Highway in Vero Beach. So it's in downtown Vero Beach, Florida. So.
Now, can people friend her on Facebook so they know when her events are coming up?
Absolutely. Go to Spark of Divine LLC. She's got her own Facebook page. Or you can go to my Facebook page. I'm one of the administrators there. She's put me on there. So,
great.
And under Jacqueline DiCarlo. And you'll find her right on my page, just like you will the Illumination Station.
That's all good. That's
so
great.
Yeah, and if you have any questions about it, go there. I think she has a website, too. I don't know. I'm not a big thing with websites, so I know you have a website and everything, but most people, I don't know if they have websites or not. So I don't know if she has a website, but it would be under Spark of Divine LLC if she does. I'm figuring she does because she gets into all that stuff and has all that, and I'm sure you can read about all the different things that she has there.
Well, I was very impressed when I went up to visit, you know, her shop because I just love the way that she's decorated the place and the beautiful taste she has and the items that she chooses, the way things are on display. And it seems like she really goes out of her way to really promote all the events, the practitioners, which is really wonderful. And I'm sure when the participants walk in there, they can feel that there has been an awful lot that has gone into it.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely her heart and soul. And what she's done is, it's, you know, she does have the beautiful shop, and everything there is handpicked by her. Believe me, she, if it doesn't resonate with her, it's not going to go in the shop. But she has such refined taste again here. So you have a lot of beautiful things. She just went on a shopping spree again and filled the store with a bunch more stuff, and it was just so much fun seeing all the new stuff there. She just has amazing taste. But her bigger focus there is learning, teaching, training, empowering others to really find what works for them, to find their true spark of divine, their true purity within their soul, of really finding that glory and that beauty internally. She is a Reiki master, a Reiki teacher, as well as an angelologist, and both of those are her two specialties that she's found to be best for her. So she's a pretty awesome lady.
Well, we need to be able to get her as a guest speaker on our show one of these times. We'll do a two-hour special. I've been meaning to do that this month, and I think it would be really nice to have, you know, some of the people come on and tell us what they're doing as well. I think a lot of people are interested in trying to develop their spiritual gifts at this time. And as you know, I read out of the Lightstream Center here in Roanoke, Virginia, and I've had the Tarot Share group there. We meet twice a month since 07. And every week that we meet, it's just beautiful. I mean, we have a core of people that almost always come, and then we have people that come whenever they can. And it's interesting because the spread that you used is actually available on my website.
Oh, is it really?
If people are listening, if they go to where says Tarot Spreads, it's up there, and it has a little graphic and everything, and they can go ahead and just click on it and print it out. There's no restriction
Great.
On it. Yeah, and
we
I do that too.
I use, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I use a lot of different spreads, and I try to focus on, like, the time of year, what's going through. Like, I have all these Christmas spreads. I have St. Patty's Day spreads. I have Valentine's Day spreads. Some of them I created. Some of them I took something and altered it because I felt it would work, you know, that type of thing. I love that.
I'll have to check that out now. I've never seen that on your website. Wow.
I've been doing the Tarot Share now for quite a while, but I don't really do a lot of instruction with it. What I usually do is I'm really trying to get people to concentrate on opening up their third eye to the artist's interpretation of the universe by the deck of cards that they're using. I concentrate on that. I discourage using books, and I just really want them to kind of go with their first impression of things and try to allow themselves to just flow with it. Because sometimes people, when they start to read tarot, they're so worried about not being right, they get really stuck. And so that's
Absolutely.
Why I originally created it, right? So and people like that. But then I was talking to Heidi at Little Bit Hippie, where I do mini readings every Friday. And she said, how would you like to do a workshop for people and maybe do some instruction and then some practical stuff at the end one of these Saturdays? So I'm doing it next Saturday.
Oh, awesome. How fun. So
yeah,
you're going to have a tarot workshop. That's interesting.
And we're doing it from like 11 to 3, and I figured an hour and a half of instructions about all people can normally handle with the handouts. I'll be able to look at those in the afternoon. We're going to break for lunch. And then we're going to go ahead and we're going to do some practical aspects. I'm going to have several different kinds of spreads for them to work with. And just go with the flow, and they have opportunity to ask questions. It's going to be very interactive. And I think we're going to have a small group, but I think it's going to be really fun.
It's always an adventure. You know, that's one thing, like with the Tarot Share, I've opened it up to anybody who wants to come into it, whether they know the tarot or not, whether they're just interested in it, whether they've, you know, read and taken my classes or whatever. It's open to all different experiences with that. And that's what I do a lot with them, and I get them to focus on the cards and the energies of the cards. And some of them have little sayings on them and stuff, and I say, don't look at the sayings. Look at the card, you know. What do you feel, you know? And it's really a lot of fun to see them open up to that. And to see, you know, I've had a lot of fun with it. So It's a good thing.
Well, sometimes people that are novices, because I usually bring about 15 decks with me. You know me, I'm a collector. I've got a zillion decks. And if they're brand new, what I do is I lend them, of course, one of my decks. And the people that are novices and have never really read cards before, a lot of times I do give them the ones with the keywords on them. And then I have them look at the keyword, and I say, can you feel the keyword in the card for you, or do you feel something different? Because then what happens is it backs them up, so they, instead of looking into the card and being afraid to be wrong, they kind of back up a little bit, and they think about it for that split second where they kind of, you know, contact their subconscious, and then they go, yes, it does. It makes perfect sense. Or then they'll say, no, not really. Look at this raven over here, and look at that cat in the corner, and they're, then they're starting to really get the idea. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's different every time. Well, I tell you, it's funny. I've been sick for the last couple of days, and I've been very sick. I mean, I haven't been this sick in many, many years, and it came on so quickly that I was amazed. One moment I was fine, and within 20 minutes, I was so sick that I haven't left this house now in 2.5 days. Okay, but
wow.
I felt well enough to come on here tonight, and I tell you what, I've lost 6 pounds in 2.5 days. That's how sick I've been.
Wow, that, and you don't need to lose that weight.
I know. But at the same time, you know, it happened. And I said, okay, I had to cancel some things, you know, yesterday, which I felt really poorly about. But it had to be done. There was no way I was going to make it in there. And we've had freezing temperatures to, like, wind chill of 13, okay?
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's so cold.
So going out in that when you're recovering from the flu is usually a not a wise choice. So I didn't.
No, that's not a wise choice at all. It's a good choice you made yesterday.
Yes. And everybody's, I figure, well, it hit. Gives me, yeah, everybody's been hit with some kind of bug or other. It's bizarre.
Oh, yeah. One thing or another. I don't think I've seen this bad of a winter season of illnesses ever. You know, one thing or another, you know. It's amazing.
Well, you know, when I work up a chart, I usually work it up at the time I'm going to actually see the client. Okay.
Yes.
Because there's a reason that people, you know, create an appointment. It's the time we set up. It's the time we actually sit together with spirit and look into their future. And, of course, yesterday I had all these things already prepared. Of course, now I have to move them into this week. And what's happening is over the last 24 hours, Venus has changed signs, okay, gone from Capricorn to Aquarius. Mars had changed signs and gone from Aquarius to Pisces. And by tomorrow, the moon's going to have changed signs. So I have to redo all the work no matter which day I do them.
You need to wait until the day of.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Live in the moment and live in the now. that's an interesting, you know, because this month is such an interesting month astrologically wise. There's so many shifts and changes going on. It's kind of like an ebb and flow kind of thing that we have to go through this month comparatively to more of other months that we've had. So it's an interesting month all the way around. I'm just so glad that Jupiter is direct. And I've gotten so many different interesting stories of things that have happened from my clients since Jupiter's gone direct.
Me too. Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a certain freeing effect with that, and it seems to really be a good thing. So that restriction has been challenging, but I think it's really interesting how it really, when it shifted, how accurate it was as far as the timing and things starting to shift and change direction in people's lives in a better way. So
exactly. I've had calls from 3 people now that were able to tap into resources that they didn't know they had. I've had 2 people that called that were dealing with somebody in their family who had some really serious, one had a serious injury and one had a serious illness. And all of a sudden it seemed like all of the stop and go and what to do and diagnostics and all that stuff, boom, just disappeared on Friday. It was like the most amazing thing. Yeah.
It was great to watch. I just love it when it does what it's supposed to do.
I know. Yeah, I'm sitting here the week before saying, Jupiter, don't you dare make a liar out of me.
I really did, you know. That's for sure. sure. It surely didn't. I mean, it's just amazing the stories I've heard over this weekend about, and people who didn't know that it was retrograde and went direct at that time, you know, and they'll tell me, oh, Thursday afternoon or Friday morning, and I'll be going, yep, that's right there. Can't be any closer.
Absolutely. Well, I told people we're going to talk a little bit about this shift in energy between Venus, the planet of love, and Mars, the planet of passion, and what good that can glean for our personal relationships.
Well, you know, and I happen, a lot of people don't care much for it, but Mars in Pisces is an interesting thing because, I really like that Mars in Pisces energy because it's more of that spiritual side. I know a lot of people get confused with it and get frustrated because it doesn't really walk a straight line. But what it does is I think it shows people how to go more with the flow of situations, okay? And with Venus going into Aquarius, it gives that futuristic situation to it to where they can see beyond those day-to-day movements and they can see beyond those ebbs and flows and see where it's going so that it is okay, you know, to follow that passion or follow that true desire because you know it has an end result over here that's going to be very beneficial. So that's what I like about the Venus-Mars connection at this time. How about you?
Well, Venus,
what do you have to say about
well,
it?
Well, Venus in Capricorn to me is always kind of a chilly position for Venus, and it usually means that love is very much about responsibility. And when it shifts into Aquarius, the independent spirit kind of returns, even if the responsibilities haven't changed. And because it's going to be in trine now to Jupiter, it's direct for a whole week, this is a great time to claim back some friendships, even if you're with a romantic partner. And talk independently about your goals and all that. I just think it's going to be a really nice week for that.
Yes, I agree. I truly agree.
Now, Mars,
is a good time.
On the other hand, it's going to be squaring Jupiter for a week and a half, okay, in Pisces. But I think what that's going to do, an immutable square like that, I think they're going to, like you said, use that Mars and Pisces imagination to look at new possibilities with Jupiter and Gemini, because Jupiter and Gemini says, well, let's look at both sides of the question. Let's think at all the options. So I think it's going to be a great and stimulating time for whether you're a business partner, a romantic partner, or you're just best friends, or you're trying to create a business with your best friend on the side. It's just a great time, I think, to collaborate this next couple of weeks.
Or at least obtain a lot of information, okay?
Yes.
Get that brainstorming out there. Get that idea out there. See that future. See that end result. I agree.
It's pretty neat.
Yes, it is. Especially with Uranus sextiling Jupiter, it gives that sudden burst, because Uranus is in Aries right now, it gives that sudden burst of inspiration, okay? So there's a lot of...
I agree.
A lot of flow with that as far as you never know what's going to come out of the woodwork at this time.
Mm-hmm. And Venus is sextiling it too, which makes it kind of great because Uranus is the ruler of Aquarius. So a lot of times you can be talking to somebody, sharing your ideas, you go, wow, why didn't I think of that before?
Absolutely. So I think this is an excellent week for doing all kinds of things like that.
I do too. This is the Illumination Station. We're going to be doing live readings on the air. I know a lot of you are busy either watching the Super Bowl or enjoying a Super Bowl party somewhere. But if you'd like to call in for a reading, the call in is 213-286-6741. And again, that's 213-286-6741.
We always love answering questions for people.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting what we do is something that we can do even sight unseen because the heavens are such a clear reflection of what is going on here on Earth. It's kind of like an ancient language. And what Jack and I do is we can read that language. And It's interesting because we both started it in different states at different times and have come in together many, many years ago. And we both just got caught on fire for this art, didn't we, honey?
Absolutely. You can tell that we're both very passionate about it. And it's interesting. I mean, it was such a great experience because, you know, in our journeys, you know, both of us come, I come from the West Coast, you come from the East Coast, and we meet in the South. So it's kind of interesting because here again, both of us have had different experiences and different modalities, and they are so harmonious to each other. And then, of course, when we met down here and I saw how awesome you were and how knowledgeable you are in astrology, because it, and again, seeing the same passion and spark in your eye that was in mine, because, you know, this before it was a profession, it was a hobby for many, 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 many years. And having somebody to have that spark of passion with about it was just like the greatest thing in the world. So I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate the journey we've taken together this time in our life.
And there are some other parallel paths which are kind of interesting, too. Tell them what your background is before you went full-time with the astrology, what you did to help people also in a different way.
Well, my education and my work that I went in traditionally was a behaviorist. I worked with developmentally disabled children and adults and basically took on the ones with the lowest mental capacity and the highest behaviors and succeeded in making a positive lifestyle for them. So that's what I did before this.
And I was in the medical field. I worked in the laboratory for 20 years, and I was helping people that way. And I ran all over the hospital. I worked a lot of 3 to 11 shifts because I was always going to school somewhere during the day. But it was all good, you know. But this is nice because it helps us to analyze people's behaviors, their wellness patterns, the things that stress them out, the things that call them dis-ease, from a different objective viewpoint that they can maybe avoid getting sick. They can intuit and find a more positive way to deal with some of their emotional issues. They can find ways to use whatever intelligence or insights that they have in order to move forward in a pattern that does improve their life vastly. How beautiful is that?
That was beautiful. You know, you have the most wonderful way of saying things. I wish I had, you know, your language skills. It's beautiful. That was a beautiful thing.
Well, I love the way that you just cut to the chase. So there you go.
that Mercury and Scorpio. Let's just get down to it. You know, this is the way it is. Now let's fix it, okay? And, you know, that's the wonderful part about, you know, everything is that free will, you know, 50% of it is our own free will. We can choose, you know, we can choose to which path we take in any situation that we have. And there's always another alternative to any path that we take. And in looking at the positives and the negatives in a person analytically through astrological the astrology and the stars really opens up an objective point of view on an individual and on a situation and does open up to show those options. And that's why I love astrology so much and why I fell in love with it is because it does. It says, okay, this is what you're being handed. Now what are you going to do with it? You can go this way or this way. You know, that's your choice.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, we do have a caller. You want to take a call and do a reading? Okay.
Sure. That's what we're here
Hello.
For.
Hello. Good evening. You're on the air. This is the Illumination Station.
Hi, this is Deanna.
Hello, Deanna. How you doing?
I'm okay. I was wondering if I could just get a reading on just everything. I mean, just not everything, but, you know, just a briefing on my career. I have a business. A salon, and I'm trying to move into a house. So in my love life, you know, my husband, we just got married, and he just went out of state for business. So, you know, when he and we've been apart for like 6 months almost. living.
Oh, my heart goes out to you.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's so hard.
It is.
So I don't
it really
to
is.
And it seems as though I was listening to you guys about talking about the, you know, how the moon, like the Scorpio, the moon goes to Scorpio and things like that. It seems like we change with that. I've noticed that.
Absolutely.
I've noticed that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And when, you know, when everybody talks about, because I don't know really astrology like that, when you talk about how, when it goes into like a bad time, like, you know, when Libra goes into whatever and that means y'all going to have like conflicts. I'm like, no, please, no. We change with the moon. We change. But so I just want to know, you know, what can you tell me about all of that?
What's your birthday?
October 21st, 81.
And do you know what time you were born?
I'm at 8:30
a.m.
A.m.
And what city were you born in?
In Memphis, Tennessee.
All right.
You still live there now?
No.
Where do you live now?
I actually live in Virginia.
Oh, really? What part?
Yeah, I live in Virginia, in Hampton, Virginia.
Hampton, yeah, because I'm in Roanoke.
Oh, yeah, you're close.
Yeah,
really
we're almost neighbors.
Yeah, you are.
Now,
really
when
close.
Is your when is your hubby's birthday? What's his name, first of all?
His name is Sean.
Okay.
And his birthday is November the 2nd, 81. Also.
And what time was he born?
I don't know. They don't have that on his birth certificate. I don't know.
Okay. And
classified. Okay.
What city was he born in?
He was born in Newport News, Virginia.
Okay.
So that's how you got to Virginia, huh?
No, my mother was in the military. She got out, and then I just, you know, she worked civil service and retired here. And so I was basically raised here, but my family is in Tennessee.
All righty then. So you own a salon. How exciting is that?
It's exciting, but, you know, right now I can't experience it because I'm so trying to keep it together that I can't enjoy it.
Right, yeah, because of the economy, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand. A lot of my clients coast to coast are going through that reevaluation, but usually out of it comes great improvements. So we're going to take a look at that first, and then we'll take a look at you and hubby.
Okay. I always look at you and hubby first. So.
Oh, you want to look at her and hubby first? Go ahead, you can do that.
No, that's okay.
Well, because she's kind of like out on a limb by herself right now, I want to support her personal space before we get into the relationship discussion. But, you know, like I said, it doesn't matter.
I can appreciate that.
Okay. Well, first of all, you're totally in this business by yourself, or do you have a partner?
No, my mother helps me.
Okay, good.
And my dad. My dad helps me.
Good. Okay. There seems to be a bit of frustration here, and you're not sure exactly what to do to heal it. But I'm seeing a lot of business coming in, though, February and March. So I'm thinking that's going to improve. Now, if you have some kind of new kind of plan to promote the salon that you have been launching, like your website?
I'm trying. I have a little small website. I'm trying to get, like, I can't even think. I'm praying, like, God, please just show me what I need to do to market, because that's a big thing. That's a big thing.
Well, sometimes it's about even a one-time launch, and I don't know if you're familiar with this thing. They're doing it all over the country now, and I know they're doing it here in Virginia. It's this thing called Groupon. What you do is you sign up for Groupon, and they take a percentage, but you can have an awful lot of people that come in at that reduced price. You didn't work?
Yeah, I tried. I have to contact them again, so it's like, oh.
Well, Jupiter's direct now, so it might go a lot more smoothly. Jupiter's been retrograde since the 4th of October. It just went direct last Thursday. So I give it another shot because for the next couple weeks, no planet is retrograde. So I'd hit the ground running this week on that.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
And I feel that also because you have so many beautiful planets in your 11th house of the light worker and wanting people to benefit and claim peace from your salon and beauty, and it looks like you've tried to make a beautiful atmosphere there, right?
I'm still trying.
Okay.
Yeah, this is
I
nice.
Think you're on the right track, though. I think it. You feel a little discouraged. I think part of it, again, too, is because your husband's not there, you know, you're newlyweds. And secondly, of course, the economy is a little bit tough right now. But
mm-hmm.
I would take heart. I really feel that you're going to see an improvement by the end of this month with that.
Okay. Will it
what do you think,
Jacqueline?
Well, let's ask Jacqueline what she sees.
Okay. What I am going to say, because I'm looking at different aspects than Aphrodite is on this particular part, because she uses the relocation more than the natal, and I use the natal more than the relocation chart. And it's an interesting combination that when you put the two of them together, because, you know, you're such a spiritual creature. Everything is in your 12th house in Tennessee where you were born, okay? And it shifts all of that energy when you move to Roanoke to your 11th house, okay? So you're really guided by spirit, spirituality. Your life is really greatly destined, and there's a faith that has to go on, okay,
mm-hmm.
In the process of this, okay? I think it's great that you moved to Virginia because it puts that all out in the public and your talents out in the public. However, you're still going to be guided by that spirit and that faith, okay? So when you're down, you're down, and when you're up, you're up. And this is completely related to that Mars and Virgo that you have, okay, because it moves from your 10th house to your 9th house, okay? And that Mars and Virgo has to see things physically. It has to, you need to know where each foot is going before you
mm-hmm.
take that step, okay?
Yeah.
And so you've got this conflict between spirit and footsteps. And I'm going to tell you,
yeah.
if you believe it, it will happen, okay? You will see it in front of you. You can't always see, and this is the lesson I'm seeing here for you with your work, is you can't
yeah.
always see that where your footstep is going. You have to go with blind faith at this point in time and be reassured
yeah.
that you're going in the right direction. Take that Mars, put that effort into it. I agree with Aphrodite. Go back and reexamine some things that you've done in the past. They might pay off this time for you, but you need to put that effort into it. And there is a reason why the two of you are separated at this point in time. And this really is a good time for you while you're separated to focus on this work, okay? I know it's hard. I'm a Libra like you. I understand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Libra, you know.
As a
you
struggle,
want your
mate
to be there.
And I've been
okay.
I've been trying to get it together with that part.
And I sympathize with you. My fiance and I have been separated for several months now, and we still have a few more months left before we get to be back together again. And
yeah.
so there are some restrictions going on. No, you know that this is something that, you know, the two of you must do to go through the growth period, and it's the right time for it. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Really understand that with this because, you know, this is your time to focus on this work.
Yeah.
Okay. I sympathize yeah. with you. My heart goes out to you. But
it's part of
life, and it's for your benefit. It will work out in the long term much better. Okay, I promise you.
Okay. Okay. And what about this move that you see us making to our house? We moved out of our house, and I was living with my sister. My sister moved, so now I'm with my mom. And we basically have the house. We haven't signed the lease
mm-hmm.
or anything, but he said it was okay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hoping that everything goes smooth with that.
Oh, it will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. It's the right timing for it. Oh, go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, Mars is moving into your 4th house in a few days. My feeling is over the next 35 days, honey, you're going to be like happy as a clam about the house.
Absolutely. I couldn't
yeah.
have said it any better. I agree 100% with that.
Okay. And finances,
I want to mention something
going?
about your hubby for a minute here, okay? And the two of
yeah,
you
please.
Know, I think you're correct when you picked up on that thing when we were talking about the Scorpio moon, because you're very psychic. And it's interesting because you and your husband are so much alike, it is almost disarming, okay? But the big difference between the two charts is your moons. And I am a lunar module. I'm a Cancer. And I tell people, you don't like my mood, wait 2.5 days and it'll change just like the cycle of the moon, okay?
Yeah.
And your moon is in Leo, okay? So you're dramatic. You want to be queen. You want to get things done. You want to make a good showing. And he's got his moon in Capricorn. He's about practicality. Get a grip, honey. Okay?
Yes. That's him exactly.
But so you are different emotionally about the way that you deal with whatever crisis the two of you face. And now because you're at a distance, it's harder. I think when you're in each other's energy field every night, it's easier to pick up on the other people's moods. But I think the distance has been affecting that a little bit. But don't worry. It won't last. It'll be okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do. I agree with that, what she said. But, both of you two have Neptune conjunct your Venus in Sagittarius, okay? There will be parts and times of your lives where you will have to be separated from each other, and that's not a bad thing, okay? Both of you two are highly intuitive individuals. I have to say that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Again, Aphrodite was talking about... You picking up, and I agreed. When you started talking about the moon in Scorpio, it was really funny because it's so much you. Here again, with this, you have to be in tune with each other. But both of you two have to have that individuality as well. And, being that Libra sun and having that Libra dependency, and believe me, both of you two have codependency issues, okay? So, you're stuck together and you might as well forget about it because you're stuck together and you're going to be stuck together for a long time. But having that, look at the positive side of the separation, because this both empowers both of you two to be better individuals by standing alone at points and times. And this is probably not going to be the only time that you're going to stand alone, okay?
Really?
With that Venus, you guys will have times of separation. It's in Sagittarius.
You think they're going to be traveling more?
Okay. Not on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
But you will have your points and times of separation. Again, you're both codependent. He won't take a job where he's going and coming and going and going and, and just being here. He has to be with his wife. He has a wife, you see.
Yeah.
And so there's only so long he can be away without, this becoming extremely challenging for him, too, as well. So he's not going to take a career that's going to take him away all the time. But there will be points and times in your life to where you two will have to have that separate time away from each other. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And find the joy in it, because both of you two are work-oriented people. You both have Mars and Virgo, okay?
Yes.
Your careers, and his with the Capricorn moon is even more crucially important to him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You both have to have that avenue of expression of who you are. You couldn't just become a housewife and raise kids and that would be it. It just wouldn't be you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You would become depressed and... you'd revert back to what the 60s moms did and become a Valium baby, because you couldn't cope and deal with not having that direction. Okay.
It's funny It's funny because after I had our second baby, I stayed home for 2 weeks and that was it. I couldn't take it.
Yeah. No,
exactly.
It's not you. So here again.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the lifestyle, and you have to appreciate the parts of the lifestyle to give you that empowerment. And that's what it's doing right now, is it's giving you that empowerment to work on your work and what you need to do as far as your salon is concerned. Because I do like the salon for you. A nice social environment is perfect for you.
Okay, yeah.
I want to give you one more bit of advice, because we do have a couple of other people holding. And one is... there's going to be times, too, that you're going to be able to travel with your husband, which I think can be really great, okay? And maybe even with the children. But because you both have Venus and Neptune in Sagittarius, when things get tense, try to use a little bit of humor to diffuse that, especially while you're separate.
Mm.
Because the nice thing about Venus and Neptune in Sagittarius, both of you actually really do have good senses of humor. Mm-hmm. And you can say to yourself, wow, that was screwed up, and laugh with him and help to diffuse his tension, he's going to pick up on it and he's going to do the same thing back. And I think if you start to work that in a little bit right now, it's going to help you to end that phone call, okay, or that video phone call in a way that you're just going to feel better for the rest of the night.
Yeah. I've noticed that, too. Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. This was a really fun call. I really thank you.
You're welcome, Colin. Keep us posted.
I will. I sure
will. All right. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. What a great lady.
Yeah. That was a fun chart.
You got an awful lot going on, that one.
Yeah.
Moving with kids, a spa, a husband's away, and she's just plugging through it. Wow. That's pretty good.
Gotta love that Libra energy.
Are we ready for the next caller?
Okay.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may we help you?
Hi. My name's Julia, and I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi, Julia. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great. How are you?
Actually, I'm kind of recovering from the flu, but I'm getting over it.
Oh. Yeah, that really hit hard this year, didn't it? Goodness gracious. Well, the reason I'm calling is to see where Venus is in my chart and how it's, impacting me. Do you want my birth information?
Absolutely.
Yes,
what's your birthday?
September 16th, 1961.
And what time were you born?
It was between 10:30 and 11, so I guess we can go with 10:40, 10:45. Reach a happy medium there.
A.M. or P.M.?
I don't know the exact time. Pardon me?
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Salem Center, Ohio.
Oh.
And do you still live there now?
No. No, I live in Pueblo now, Colorado.
Portland, Colorado?
Pueblo. Pueblo, Colorado.
Oh, Pueblo, Colorado. Got it. Okay. It's my ears and the flu. I'm sorry.
Sorry, my voice is a little off tonight, too. Excuse me.
All righty then. Take a look. See what's happening for you.
What do you do for a living?
I'm not employed right now.
Well, that's
not a
good thing.
That is definitely something I'm going to be looking into.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
That's not a good thing? Oh, no. Well,
you
on
have
the
to be
inside,
doing
we're good. You can help me along here.
Well, you have to be doing something, okay? What you do for a living is crucially important to how you feel about yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not working, you're not a happy camper. That's what I'm trying to say as far as that's concerned. What are you looking into as far as your career is concerned?
You know, I'm not sure. I've done sort of a little dabbling here, there, and everywhere. My last was sort of like, working on the computer, taking returns and that type of thing. But I've done a variety of things. I don't know. I'm sort of no direction at this point.
You really need something that's going to inspire your heart. In your Colorado chart, Venus is the highest planet by the midheaven, okay, above you in the energy grid you live in now. And Venus, your planet of love, you were born with, is in Leo, which rules the heart. And it's very close to the north node, which is like the cup overflowing of the Bible, positive karma. You really need to have something you can put your heart into. And I think that's probably why you haven't really embraced something to do right now, is because you do want something that is inspiring this time. I don't think it's enough for you to do the drudgery deal, okay?
Yeah.
It's just not enough anymore. You really need to take that quantum leap. Now, are you currently by yourself, or you are living with other people?
I'm married.
Okay. And when's his birthday?
September 15th,
And he, would you know what time he was born?
I think I got it written down. Let me just, the city is Plattsburgh, New York.
Okay.
I'm trying to look. I thought I had it written down somewhere. I can't remember. 6:25 a.m.
Okay.
Can you, do you know how to spell Plattsburgh?
Mm-hmm. Plattsburgh.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just happened to have it written down. I found where I wrote it. So
that works. That's a good thing.
Yep. You know, this Virgo is always keeping track of details.
Yes.
Yes, he is. And you said 6:25 a.m., correct?
6:25 a.m., yes.
Okay, just wanted to double-check that, make sure I got that right.
Yeah, he was born the day before me.
Yes,
a lot of twin flames tonight, aren't we, Jacqueline?
Yeah, absolutely. That's interesting.
Is that what that means?
With Jupiter and Gemini, I mean, our last caller, they were very close. One was born in really late October and the other in really early November, and you and your husband are also very close in birthday. So you are more like twin flames than you are soulmates in a lot of ways. Your reflections often of each other. And with Jupiter and Gemini, it seems appropriate people are calling in like that tonight. It's kind of funny.
It's funny how shows, you know, oftentimes will take on a theme. You know, as
yes,
you get callers,
true.
Start seeing a theme develop, it's like, wow, that's interesting.
Really is. Now, how long have you been in Colorado?
A little over 2 years.
Okay.
I'm on the phone, so I'll get busy with that in a little bit.
Okay. I had a question about how Venus maybe is affecting your relationship. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's take a look at that.
And also, like the last caller, I was curious about a move, if there's a move, you know, if the charts show a move coming up maybe sometime this year.
Okay, yeah, so I had a feeling that there was a locational change coming up. That's why I asked if you lived with other people. Because to me, it just seems like that there has been some desire for a different kind of lifestyle, perhaps.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It, you know, and here again, I think this is a whole new recreation of yourself, okay, with what's going on. I know you want to know about the Venus aspect, and I'll leave that to Aphrodite at this point in time, but I just have to say what I see here, you know.
Okay, I was going to say I'm open to whatever insights you have. I just, you know, you said call with a question, so here, this is the time of year to, you know, talk about love, so.
And usually
well,
I just don't
share.
Off onto a different tangent when somebody wants to know something. But, you know, I think we're onto a theme here with you that I really want to express since it keeps, you know, keeps coming up in bits and pieces is that, first of all, I think this is a whole time for you to recreate your life. This is a whole recreation of lifestyle, way of life, that type of thing. I know being the Virgo sun that you are and the Mercury in Libra that you have, okay, that sometimes it's very hard to make decisions of what direction to go, okay?
Right, exactly.
Because you can see so many different perspectives and so many different things, okay? Choose one. I don't care which one it is, okay? One thing that you're passionate about. I don't care which one it is. Don't keep overanalyzing it. Keep it simple, okay? I'm going to choose one, and that's the path I'm going to stick to, and that's the path I'm going to follow, and that's the path I'm going to go down and see where it leads me, okay?
Okay.
Because at this point in time, we started out, Aphrodite started talking about the passion in your life, and that's what you need to recreate. You want to live. You want to have a passion. But you're paralyzing yourself by overanalyzing things too much. Okay. And here again, my point with the Venus is follow that passion, because it is right on your midheaven at this point in time, and it's saying, we want to show you love. You need to get up and just do it, okay? So when I see this, I usually tell people, be like Nike, just do it, you know, go do their model. Be a team, be a player, get in the team, get running and get going. And it doesn't matter which direction, as long as you're going in a direction that you want to go into, okay? So pick one thing, because there isn't just one modality for you, and don't think practically on it, okay? Because here again, how much money am I going to make on this job? That shouldn't be the choice here of why you take the job. Why you should go into that passion should not be the financial aspect to it. It should be something you want to have fun doing. You're a social creature. You want to be out there helping the public. That's naturally who you are. You want to be a participant with the public, okay? So go do it is what I'm trying to say. Just pick one. That's, you're doing something out in the public, and you'll find that everything else will fall into place a lot better in your life. So,
excellent.
Sorry, that's what I saw in your chart, and I had to kind of get it out.
No, that's
I really think that your husband really just wants you to be happy again. And I think that that's what I feel about him. And I also think that, again, he wants you to be happy. He wants you to be healthy. He wants you to be okay. Okay?
Yeah.
And now what does he do for work?
He's an instructor.
Okay.
Like at the corporate level.
Good. Okay. But I think he really wants you to be happy again in what you're doing as well, okay? And I think that that's important for the relationship to flourish as well. The nice thing with Venus going into Aquarius now, it is a time to pursue your independence in that thing that mentally and spiritually interests you. But also, as we've been talking about through the whole reading, it has to also feed your heart. Now, in your husband's chart in Pueblo, okay, he has the same Leo energies that you have, but they're right on his rising star. So, again, he wants you to be happy in your heart with what you're doing, okay? And I think that that would be a good thing, because he wants to see you exercise the independence but to also feel that fulfillment. So when you do come home at the end of the day, the two, both of you have a certain level of real satisfaction, not just going through the motions.
Okay.
Where were you thinking of moving to?
I don't know. It's one of those things that... It's on the brain. I don't really have a destination or a reason why.
It may
why.
Be more of a change in lifestyle than a physical move. Maybe
Absolutely.
That's what you're looking to achieve. I don't necessarily feel that where you're living is a bad place to be in that time zone, even if you moved out of Pueblo proper. But I just feel that the lifestyle perhaps has to take a shift for the better here. And there needs to be things that you both appreciate doing as individuals, but also can appreciate doing together. And I think, like Jacqueline pointed out earlier, I think your self-esteem, once you are doing something that you feel is your mission, and you come home at the end of the day and you feel like you contributed something, you're going to have enough energy to do some of these things, to actually enjoy
okay.
life when you're not working, okay, so when you have the time off. So I think that that's where it's at.
Okay.
Okay?
Excellent. Okay.
We're so glad
well,
you called in tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I got
You're welcome. You have
there.
A great night.
Thank you. You too, both of you.
Alrighty. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So amazing how close the birth is on those last two. Well, we can probably
yeah.
take one more quick one, huh?
Okay.
Somebody's been holding on for a little bit over 20 minutes. I don't want to let them get away.
Okay.
There we are. Good evening.
Hello.
This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. How are you ladies doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm very good. My question is, with Venus in Aquarius, how has that affected me in my chart? Because I'm having a feeling of urgency to do things that make me happy.
What's your birthday?
6/23/1950.
And do you know what time you were born?
9:25 a.m.
Ooh, I love those exact birth times.
Yeah. And what city were you born in?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn.
And you live in Port St. Lucie now?
Yeah, actually Fort Pierce.
Okay.
Oh.
'Cause I used to live down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I live in Stewart. So I'm right down the street from you.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
You can go and see her live. You can go and see her live. That's cool.
Okay. Lighting a fire under you. It's not only that, it's the sun and the mercury and lighting a fire under you to do something.
Sure indeed. I love it.
And, you know, one thing I will say is that Jupiter is transiting and it's getting ready. It's in aspect to your Mercury, okay? It's conjuncted. And so there's lots of new benefits and new thoughts that are coming out of you at this point in time. Jupiter just went direct on Thursday, and it's been retrograde for quite a while, and so it's been really repressing. And it's been in close aspect to your Mercury. And so now your thoughts are being freed. You've got a lot of things going on as far as which direction to go, okay, and what to do. There's going to be multiple pieces of information that you're going to be receiving. So this is a good time for you to really make some choices of really long-term aspects, especially with, you know, the transiting Mercury, Sun, and Venus in Aquarius. You're really finding a passion at this point in time.
Oh, okay.
No more woulda, shoulda, coulda. No more guilt trips, and you got to steal the voices from the past, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, that's a hard one, yes.
The old habit patterns need to fall away now, and this is the new you.
Okay.
And it's okay.
All right.
And it is.
You're
going to
feel a little inner resistance, but you know what? You need to travel. Do you like to travel?
But, you know, it's funny because I am going to be going to Cancun this month. And in May, I'm going to be going to New York to visit an aunt. But then I'm all over the place in my mind because I want to go to Italy. I want to, yeah, it's like this urgency in me to do things and to travel. And it's like, you know, it's untamed inside of me, but I'm like saying to myself, calm down, Uranus.
I want to tell you something. Uranus, planet of surprises, inspiration, revelations, lightning bolts, okay, hasn't been in Aries for 84 years. So this is the first time it's ever opposed your moon and your Mars. And Aries is the I am presence. It is time to lay claim that you are part divine and that you need to have these adventures. And so this is a great passage. And as Jacqueline pointed out, all of the other planets are also like kicking your little butt to get you to go do these things.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow. You know, that's funny you say about the I am presence because just like over the holidays and all, I was using that a lot in my meditations. And I'm like, I haven't used that in years and years. And all of a sudden it popped up again.
Exactly right. You were tuned in, girlfriend. That's awesome.
So that's okay. That's interesting. So the things that I'm getting, it's almost like go ahead and do them.
You got it. Don't you think so, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. Pursue it at this point in time, and it's going to be multiple things. Remember that. You know, things are going to move quickly, and things are going to move slowly. Have a lot in the kettle, okay, so that there's some things that are going to happen now and some things that are going to happen later. This is the great time to make all these different plans and to get everything started and moving in the right direction.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, that sounds wonderful.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
All right, it's my pleasure. I saw it on Facebook, and I'm like, I got a call.
Absolutely.
We're
glad you did.
You ladies have a good night.
You too.
You as well.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye. Well, we're at the top of the hour.
Yes, we are.
So I think we need to tell people where they can reach us.
All right. Well, they can reach me at 772-286-2720. And every Friday I'm at the Spark of Divine in Vero Beach. Or Saturday and Sunday I have an office at the B&A Flea Market in Stewart. So feel free to give me a call or come by and see me. How about you, Aphrodite?
You can reach me at 540-400-0110. And you can find me on Facebook, Aphrodite North, and find out where I'm doing. I always have my events listed on there. And also I have a website, which is aphrodite.com. And we're usually here every Sunday night from 6 to 7 doing live readings for you, helping to give you some insight into the planets and hopefully some inspiration to move forward. We wish you all a beautiful week.
See you next week.
Good night.
Bye.